This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons is going to die this weekend.
Oh, God, he might die.
He might.
When you guys were kids, did you do a lot of sleepovers with friends?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Were these, like, quiet affairs, or were you the type to, like, stay up all night, have the parents yell at you to go to sleep, causing a ruckus all night long?
No, in fact, they wouldn't let us do it as boys because my mom would say, no, you'll be up all night yelling in the basement and we can't sleep.
That means your mom didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah,
no,
she didn't.
Blame her.
So I always had to stay at my friend Brett Trigar's house.
Well, I was the kid who on sleepovers when I was younger would be the loud one who got yelled at by parents. And I'm worried now that karma's going to kick me in the butt tonight. Because my girlfriend's daughters, who are 6 and 3, mm-hmm. are having their first sleepover at our new place.
Which is young.
Yeah, very young.
To have a sleepover.
But, okay, it's not with friends. They're not like school friends or whatever. They have an older sister who's 3 years older. Same dad, different moms or whatever. So we're having the 9-year-old sister over tonight.
Wow.
I've met her like a handful of times. We've hung out. Like, she's cool and all. But I'm wondering,
they're having a sleepover with their sister. This is way bigger than their first sleepover.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is.
So I don't know.
Do they know her?
Oh, yeah, they know her well. They've had a relationship with her for their entire lives.
Right.
My girlfriend made it a point when they were born to be like, I don't care what drama is going on with you guys, these are sisters.
I was
going
to say, the dad needs to step up and actually put the kids together himself. not the woman who's not even the. Right? I know, it's hysterical.
You're funny. Allie, you're funny.
Is that the end of this? The comments. Sense that the guy who actually had the kids would put them together, not the woman who didn't have birth.
What to expect? We're thinking we're going to have them set up in our living room. We're going to set them up with like sleeping bags and maybe build some forts.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if building this fort at, I don't know, 8 o'clock at night turns into crash, bang, boom at 3 a.m.
Well, is she
things
gonna
are broken.
Keep spending the night every now and then?
Yeah.
Then I don't think you need to make it a party. I think you need to make it a normal, your sister's coming over to spend the night.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be a party every time. Like, I don't think that's...
Yeah,
I think if you're getting to learn to know your sister or know her better and live with her once in a while, then I think it should just be in their bedrooms where she's going to sleep.
Uh-huh. Okay, now what if... Literally, this is a stream of consciousness.
I don't know. Is that my kids? I don't know. Ask the dad that's out there.
You're playing with the common sense.
Allie, you're a comedian. I'll tell you what.
I know. It's pretty rich, right?
Okay, so if we don't make it a big event, which we haven't. We haven't been like, oh, your sister's coming over. All these cool things. If we don't make it a big event and they want to build forts and they want to
they can play.
Yeah, okay. Let them hang out.
I don't know what to do.
Why are you making this way bigger than it is?
Because I don't know what to do and I'm worried if the
kids
are...
you're having more kids than normal staying in the house. Yes, you're adding a third kid to the house, which is why he's having anxiety about this.
Another kid.
That's understandable.
Who's older.
In a two-bedroom apartment with the two dogs, the two adults, and the two kids.
The guy's a little anxious, Allie. Can you blame him?
Don't forget the cat and the fish, too. You can't forget the whole zoo we have going on.
That's true.
God.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't be as anxious as I am, and I should kind
of
just go.
I mean, of everything you've added to your plate, this is what you're nervous about.
Right.
Like, get a grip.
Well, because you only get one shot at your first sleepover at the new place, and I want to make sure everyone has.
Neither of your kids either. Who cares?
I know, but I just want to ensure.
Who the hell cares? That's what I would say.
I want to make sure everyone has a good time, but not a time that's going to impede my... Oh, Riggs, yes?
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
And this is going to go back to reason number 35, why I don't want children.
Yeah.
I have one suggestion for you, Gibbons.
Okay.
It was payday today, right?
Yes.
So you have a little extra money.
Uh-huh.
Go to the store, and I have two words for you.
Mm-hmm.
Melatonin gummy bears. Wait, that's
Riggs,
three words.
Don't imply you should give them. Come on.
No, what? It's natural. It's fine.
Oh, crap.
Allie?
Yeah.
Let's go to sleep.
Hold on.
I don't know, please. Yeah.
I just realized what he was insinuating.
Yeah.
I thought he was telling me to take them to go to sleep.
No.
Oh, my God, Riggs.
Who wants some gummy bears?
You should stop putting all these things you're saying you're going to do because then you're like entertaining them. Make them entertain themselves, man. They got to learn how to. This is what we do now in this day and age, which is crazy. Our parents didn't entertain us all day on a Saturday. I didn't walk up to my parents and go, where are we going today like kids do now? No, I never would have asked my parents that.
This is not Camp Gibbons.
We are so damn catered. Well, you're like, we're going to make forts. We've got all these plans. Why?
No.
Your sister's coming over. Entertain yourselves.
Cool.
Have a good night.
I just had a light bulb in my head go off.
Yeah.
Riggs.
Yes.
You're not going to be around this weekend, are you?
I'm not.
You're going to be out of town.
There's nowhere for you to go.
Which means Riggs' house is open. And my if I crash at your place tonight, maybe
call
perhaps?
My wife. Go ahead, you can sleep in the garage.
My wife's there.
My wife's gonna be there.
Oh, jeez,
so
I'll never mind.
Stay there.
I can't.
No.
Damn it.
No.
I mean, I can't wait. This is gonna be a fun night. I'm excited.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good
luck.
Oh,
man.
I look forward to not helping you out in any way.
Seriously. Is the dad at least going to drop the kid off?
Get the hell out of here. No.
Oh, my God. It's even worse.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.